A nation held its breath as Taoiseach Micheál Martin's motorcade rolled up to the White House West Wing yesterday for the traditional St. Patrick's Day visit. The exhale came last night at the Shamrock ceremony. In between, there was breakfast with the Vice President, lunch on Capitol Hill, and meetings with congressional leaders. President Trump was actively involved in and engaged in three of the day's events. The President loves the Irish. Smart people. You took our pharma companies, he said. If he'd been around at that time, he'd have slapped a 200% tariff on their exports, he said also. And tariffs remain his weapon of choice as he takes on the EU and other nations. The last event with the President was the Shamrock ceremony. Here he is, praising the Irish.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honour. Great people. A lot of Irish friends right there. A lot of very, very good Irish friends. But thank you all for being here. Even though it's still a few days away, I want to be the first to wish each and every one of you a very happy St. Patrick's Day. It's a big day. And as a lifelong New Yorker, nobody knows the Irish better than me. I know too much about the Irish. So let me begin by saying I really do. I love the Irish. I've had great, great friends over the years, and I love the Irish, special people. And I've been to Ireland many times. I have a lot of property in Ireland, actually, and it does very well, so I like it. If it didn't do well, I wouldn't like it. But I'm always struck by the awesome beauty of the Emerald Isle and the strength and warmth and grit and grace of the Irish people.
Taking the podium, Taoiseach Micheál Martin largely kept the focus on the benefits of Irish-American economic ties.
All across the United States, men and women go to work every morning in Irish-owned companies. These companies play a key role in the U.S. economy, operating in every sector, in every state. Some of your great American manufacturing companies count Irish buyers as their top client, with order books worth many billions of dollars, supporting the jobs of thousands of fantastic American workers. Ireland is now in the top 10 as a source of foreign direct investment in the United States. Not bad for a small island.
The Taoiseach also commended the US President on his pursuit of peace deals in Ukraine and the Middle East.
Ireland is ready to work with you and our international partners to end conflict, and especially to bring just, lasting and sustainable peace to the people of Ukraine and the people of the Middle East. Conflict and war hurt the most vulnerable. Too many children in particular have died in Gaza, in Israel, in Sudan, and too many children have been abducted in Ukraine. Let us together never cease to strive for peace, prosperity and opportunity for all the world's children. That would be an extraordinary achievement for the transatlantic relationship and an extraordinary legacy for the ages.
Our global security reporter Yvonne Murray has been telling me more about that action-packed day in Washington, D.C. for Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
The Shamrock ceremony in the evening capped off a really busy day for the Irish delegation here in Washington, D.C. And on that first floor of the White House in the ballroom, it was absolutely packed to the gunnels with supporters of Ireland, friends of Ireland, Irish-American politicians who all crowded in to hear the President and the Taoiseach speak. And the message delivered there, as we heard from President Trump, was one of warmth. It was towards Ireland, one of respect indeed for the relationship. And from Micheál Martin, that focus on economic issues, because of course it was on the agenda today, given that the European Union announced counter tariffs overnight. He wanted to make the point that the Irish contribute to the American economy and that this was a two-way street. He drove that message home in a very kind of cordial atmosphere at the Shamrock ceremony, building on really the events of the day. Earlier, he'd been to Capitol Hill for the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson. And there they were treated to the River Dance, dancers who came in at the end of the lunch to perform. Again, President Trump had taken the time to spend on Capitol Hill in the afternoon. And during that, the first time he quoted this statistic that 50% of the Congressional Medals of Honour had been awarded to the Irish over the years. And when he was saying this at lunchtime and again in the evening at the Shamrock ceremony, he expressed a little bit of disbelief, saying, I can't believe that statistic. And the room laughed at that. And in fact, in the evening, he turned to Micheál Martin's wife and said, can you believe that statistic? So again, very kind of jolly atmosphere. Early at the Oval Office, it was a long freewheeling press conference, not so much the behind the doors bilateral that I think a lot of people had expected. It was really all done in front of the cameras. 50 minutes or so at the fireside chat inside the Oval Office. And that again was just after the Vice President's breakfast this morning, where it all kicked off again with that very cordial atmosphere with the Vice President at his residence. When, of course, he showed off his shamrock socks and really set the tone for what, in the end, I think the Irish delegation will feel had been quite a successful day.
But there were tricky moments, and we'll talk a little bit more about those now, Yvonne. You know, tricky moments where, particularly in the Oval Office, while it was jovial and cordial and was, we love the Irish and you're a great people and all that sort of thing, there was also that line from Donald Trump in relation to trade and in relation to pharma in Ireland. We want fairness. And he hammered that home several times. How did Micheál Martin, how did he handle those tricky moments?
For the most part, Micheál Martin tried to keep the atmosphere cordial. I think when Donald Trump brought up those very tricky issues on trade with the European Union, the Taoiseach made the point, which was really the message he was very keen to deliver, that this was a two-way street and that Ireland contributed to the Irish economy as much as vice versa. And I think that Donald Trump, for his part, was very clear that he wanted fairness on global trade. He made the point, as he has in the past, that he felt that the European Union was set up to take advantage of the US, was his claim. And during those quite tricky and tense moments, Micheál Martin, it seemed, was trying to keep the atmosphere light, and but still push back on some of those points and make the point that Irish-US trading relations and economic ties run deep and were mutually beneficial.
When the Irish contingent and Micheál Martin, when they look back at this trip to Washington and all the potential banana skins that are awaiting them, will they be, I suppose, two things. Will they be well pleased with the outcomes of that? And also, will they look and say, you know, an incredible level of access.
And I think that really is striking. In fact, I spoke to Congressman Brendan Boyle, Irish-American congressman, after the events, who said to me that the treatment that Ireland gets around St. Patrick's Day in Washington, D.C. is really the envy of other nations. There's nothing quite like it. The fact that the president, the vice president, both houses of Congress take time out of their day to celebrate Irishness is something that doesn't happen to any other country. And I think the Irish delegation, looking back on the day, will be glad that it passed off without a hitch. I think given that the day started with the European Union announcing counter tariffs, it really could have gone either way. I have no doubt that the Irish delegation will walk away feeling that this has gone as well as they could have expected.
And we'll have more from Washington a little later on. That's our correspondent, Yvonne Murray.